Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Ah, the sounds of back to school time. There's plenty to about this time of year. So let Cane's take something off your plate by putting something on it, like hand-battered chicken fingers and cane sauce.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
Well, good morning, little brother.
It's early break. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for an exciting new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new career options in the fintech industry at Currency
Finance,
a Sandhills global company. They offer full-time positions in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
It's probably a pretty good chance your guys are down there at that at that game down there in Kansas City. Okay, you know, you'll see Carson Schottenheimer peacocking around the outside.
Will he be there?
No, he'll be there. You know he's going to be there. Yeah, he'll be there. When I say peacocking, he just has an aura around him. So he's not arrogant. He's just, but when you see him, it's just, would you agree? He's smiling.
Yes, I would agree.
Thank you.
I would agree. Carson's, he's got an aura.
He has an aura.
Carson does have an aura. He's a big man.
Yes.
Got a big smile.
He's scored touchdowns in the stadium. He's done it all. He's got about if there's going to be a 30 for 30 done on anything with Nebraska football, it'd be done on Carson Schottenheimer.
I don't know.
You think maybe Carson chime in on that. Let us know if you think there'd be a
stretch. He might be part of it.
All of a sudden they chime in to Aragon, and there's Carson sitting there.
With a big smile. He's always smiling.
Yeah, talking
always
into,
happy.
Talking to Reese. You know, or something.
He's got a big role in this community.
Tell you one thing, he's got a big role. He has a big role. He is developing the youth of finance.
And he's helping Nebraska football.
Yeah. Listen to this.
God, think about it. He's got finance. A little power. He's got a little power.
GoCurrency.com/careers. By the way, before we move on, I just got a text from Phil Ruhlman. Ruhlman Steakhouse. He said, so our event is next Wednesday, of course, at 7 o'clock, 7 p.m. He says that if anybody texts him today, for a reservation for that, by 8:30 a.m., they get also a $20 gift card to Ruhlman's.
Good God, Phil.
So on top of seeing the show, having a nice dinner, you get $20 a gift card to Ruhlman's. The number to text Phil or call him is 402-403-8640.
Text him right now.
Before 8:30?
Today.
You got 40 minutes.
Yeah, 40 minutes. To get that $20 gift card.
I hope that someone texts at 8:31 and Phil's like, no go.
8:30 means 8:30.
8:30 means, because Phil is punctual. Very punctual.
He is.
Punctual.
He's very punctual.
That's Phil, a great word.
That'd be awesome. Sorry, no go. Maybe next time.
You got to be more punctual.
Try again tomorrow. Okay, we have an update on Connor Stallions in Central Michigan. So we know Michigan's fallout from Friday. We know all the money being paid out. No postgame, no postseason ban.
Yeah.
So nothing made. Show cause for Harbaugh and Stallions, which, again, no surprise there.
14 years for Jim.
14 years.
Jim.
Hey. Central Michigan now has laid out what is happening with them. This is from yesterday. CBS Detroit reports that Connor Stallions apparently did not reach out to Central Michigan to attend the game against Michigan State in 2023. Instead, Central Michigan requested his help, saying that former head coach Jim McElwain was, quote, likely aware of and approved, end quote, the arrangement to secure Stallions a sideline credential and outfit him in Central Michigan issued gear.
And McElwain denied the whole thing.
Before, yeah, he did.
100%. They call him the sign stealer guy, whoever he is. Don't have any idea. The best part, don't have any idea. They work together. They work together at Michigan.
At Michigan, yes.
They work together at Michigan. So you can't say, well, what's the connection here? They work together, which means they're probably in the same office, talking all the time. You're always talking to people.
Oh, God.
And also, here's the deal. Central Michigan against Michigan State. Any breaker, go try to get on the sidelines. Just try it. Just try it out.
You aren't getting on.
Because you're not getting on the sidelines. You have zero chance of just being like, to get through security, to get there. You have, I'm telling you right now, the number of times that I got stopped going through with my full coaching gear on, going onto a field by the yellow coats. Hey, you have your, and also I always had mine because their job was, you don't give them one of these. No, I am.
No.
No, you just show them your pass. Now, I'd always put my pass, I would tie it to my pants, and I'd put it in my pocket.
Yeah.
So it wasn't flopping around.
Yeah.
So I walked by, and I just kind of show it to them, and that was it. You can't get on sidelines. No. Next thing is, when they said, who is this guy? You know how long it would take to figure out who it was? You say, all right, get the training staff up here. Let's get the equipment staff up here. Let's get the coaching staff here. Here's this guy. Who is he? And they're like, and they kept going with the old, not, our people are on it. We're going to get to the bottom of this. Never a word said for 2 years.
Oh, come on.
Never a word said.
It's so ridiculous.
Yeah.
Connor Stallions.
That's one of my favorite ones right there. Of the whole scenario, mm-hmm. There's two things. One, that he had his mom go and film for him.
That's good.
That was really good. And B, that McElwain went with the, just like that, just, I have no idea.
Oh, come on.
This was the quote that McElwain had when he addressed. He says, we... .. We're totally unaware of it. I certainly don't condone it in any way, shape, or form. And I do know that his name was on none of the sideline passes that were let out.
Which is smart. They probably said, hey, don't put his name on his sideline pass. That'd be dumb to have a Michigan staffer to be on anything. But I just can't imagine. Just imagine when he went home like that after that whole thing broke. Imagine the staff just sitting there going like, oh, no. And you imagine the whole staff. Do you really think that? And then also, there was a coach that got fired from Michigan State right before the season. From Central Michigan.
From Central Michigan.
Last year. Imagine the whole staff. You're just sitting around going like, this is you guys. You know, I'd be sitting there looking at the guys going, FYI, not good.
No.
Not good. This is not good for us.
What?
Connor
Stallions.
And he had on sunglasses.
Yeah.
That was in a night game. This story's great. Just so you know,
it really is stunning that it happened.
Want it to end and all that. And I understand the general fans like just end it. It won't go away though. But it's still that stuff interests me. The other stuff doesn't interest me that much.
What does he do now, Stallions?
He's on all kinds of social media, and they also this is new came out just last week. He has his own trading card. You can look him up. You can order a Connor Stallions trading card.
As you should.
A signature's trading card. Imagine getting that one.
Yes. Yeah. That's unbelievable. I just wonder what he does. It's like an urban legend now at this point. I do feel kind of bad for him because Ross, your friend Dellinger, mm-hmm. reported that when he appeared before the infractions committee, he broke down in tears. Yes. I mean, he was because his career, I think, is basically over.
Well, was he aware that was probably going to happen with what he was doing, though?
Yeah,
it's
like, well,
I would imagine this is a classic example of all of a sudden, you know, Harbaugh's not calling him to come over to the Rams.
No,
he's not. Hey, listen, just come with. No,
can't do that. Yeah, really.
It's the charge. All the things he was doing and trying to whether it was above board, not that you make that all those decisions, but the part of it is that everyone there he is abandoned. There is nobody.
That's what I mean.
He is coming like that. So it was like, you know, he was talking. There was, 50 text messages? So he's texting the offensive coordinator.
Jerome Moore.
Daily.
Yeah.
Now he's not.
No.
He's not talking to Jim. He's not talking to anybody.
Can he get a high school job?
He had a high school job last year.
Yeah, so, I forgot about that.
But if I'm a high school coach right away, I'm like going, I don't really need this distraction.
No. Connor Stallions is a huge name in America.
It's a distraction for sure.
Yeah.
He'd be a distraction anywhere.
You know, like
that. A distraction to ticket.
All of a sudden like that. What's he doing now? Well, he does the drive. What's he doing? Everything's a distraction.
It's hard for him.
Well, when you say his name when we're doing the show, and you and me are both 80, like that, doing the show.
You'll know.
Well, remember like that. You guys remember his name, Connor?
Oh, oh yeah. Of course you
Hell
do.
Yeah,
you
remember,
yeah, he's on the sideline.
Like I remember Elvis.
Yeah,
I
mean, exactly.
The king.
Elvis.
The king.
Connor Stallions.
Stallions. Elvis.
I mean, Stallions, you could probably just go with the last name. Yeah. Stallions.
Stallions. Yes.
In case you forgot, just a reminder that why he's still mentioned. Connor Stallions, in his time at Michigan, this is from CBS Sports, reportedly purchased tickets for dozens of Big Ten games, which exceeded $35,000. Allegedly paying third parties to attend and film opponent sidelines to help his role of picking up opponents' signs. That
probably
is
the
biggest.
Probably the biggest. You never know, though. You never know what the facts are. Probably one of the biggest questions, and it's never been answered. How did this get financed? How did this get financed?
I think it was a booster. There's an Uncle T, they call Colin. And they thought they had the guy, but the guys denied it. But there's an Uncle T. They just
Uncle
don't know
T.
who Uncle T is. There was a Michigan booster that was directly linked to Stallions. They don't know who he is, or if it's even a he.
Isn't that great, Uncle T?
Uncle T. There was a guy named Tim, and they thought it was him, but he was been exonerated. Yeah. But there was somebody. There's somebody. There's nobody.
And then one of the worst things is that I didn't get all the exact details, but Charlie Partridge, who I wouldn't call him a friend, but I know him. Mm-hmm. We cross paths all the time in recruiting. And then also he's from New Jersey and was a high school coach from there that went to Michigan. He got fired immediately. Then he's now is exonerated.
Exonerated.
And so, I mean, it's like, are you
lost
kidding me? Are you kidding me? I lost my job. I did all this stuff. And then now they're going, our bad on this. But the thing was, the NCAA didn't fire him. Michigan did.
Yeah.
Michigan fired him.
Someone says, is any chance that Uncle T is Michigan alum Tom Brady, possibly?
Uh-huh.
Imagine him financing this. Hey, go ahead, Connor. I got you covered, man. $35,000, it's nothing to me. It's a dollar.
And Jim, the whole thing about Jim saying I have no idea who that was or what he was doing that's an incredible way to approach it. Yeah. I mean, come on.
Like I said, my best argument slash is that you just don't get on sidelines.
No.
It's impossible.
You don't stand next to the head coach. And
during the Ohio State game, they show him on the sideline standing right by the coordinator.
Come on.
Right in between the coordinator and Jim. Because if I'm the head coach, you have complete awareness around you. As a coordinator, you have complete awareness around you.
My guess is this has been hard behind the scenes for Harbaugh. Because it's not like he can just divorce himself from all of it or anybody. I mean, he's involved with all these people.
Yeah.
I can't believe he
hired them.
Just go on with his life and I don't even know what's going on at Michigan. Come on.
It's hard.
Yeah.
And especially when you're suspended that many games. I mean, that's a lot. That's a lot.
It is time to play the
Let's
game
play
show. Give us a call right now at 464-568. Five, a chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Today's topic, Sip has become a big baseball fan this year for some reason. Today's topic is Major League Baseball divisions. What teams?
I don't know these.
What division? There's six divisions in baseball.
I don't even know the divisions.
I will not tell you what those are.
I'm
but
not that big of a
If
fan.
You know your MLB divisions. Call us at 464
American League
5685. Shut up, Sipple. Starts right now.
We've all been there.
So we can't just say American.
You're listening
and
to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Call the Dick Down, Sip, and Bill in trivia. 0-1 on the week.
Yeah, we need a win.
You lost your backup quarterbacks yesterday. Bill had three of them right, but still lost the game.
Wonder why.
I don't know what happened.
Somebody couldn't remember something very well.
I watched Milwaukee Cubs yesterday. I had that on.
The
and
shutout.
Then Mariners,
seven
Phillies,
zip. Yeah. Brewers, yeah.
Kyle Tucker's in trouble. He's really struggling. He's getting benched.
Look at this baseball talk. All right, we got Corey. How do you feel about MLB divisions today?
We'll give it a try.
All right.
Who's
Bill,
this?
This is Corey.
Hello, Corey.
Bill, a lifeline for one question as always. First question goes to you, Corey. What division do the Miami Marlins play in?
Jeez.
I think they are NL East.
NL East.
Brilliant!
Would have had it.
Yeah. NL East is correct. 1-0 lead for Corey. Sip, first question. What division do the Chicago White Sox play in?
A
AL Central.
Yes.
Brilliant.
All right, 1-1 tie. Back to you, Corey, for the lead.
See, you know this stuff.
What division do the Tampa Bay Rays play in?
That's. I just got a little indecisive.
They are AL East.
Yep, I knew that.
Brilliant.
All right, so far so good.
Rifling through these.
Okay, we're whipping through.
Sip for the tie. Bills in play.
We got some pressure.
What division do the Colorado Rockies play in?
Do it. That's what I would guess.
NL West.
Brilliant.
That is correct. This will go to Corey. You guys go over under Corey's
number.
We're
in overtime. Yeah. We're in overtime.
Corey, this is for you, and Bill and Sip will go over your answer or under answer. Prior to yesterday, the Rangers had allowed the fewest amount of runs in baseball this year with 462 through 125 games.
Okay.
That's the lowest amount.
Okay.
The Rockies had allowed the most with how many? So the Rangers, through 125 games, had allowed 462, the lowest.
Lowest is 462.
Yep. The Rockies have allowed the most with how many runs, Corey?
Oh, geez.
I was going to.
Let's say 878.
Okay. Over, under 878.
Oh, okay.
You said that we have to.
Yeah,
we have to
go over.
We have to go over.
You're going over 878.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
796 runs allowed by the Rockies.
Sip had 1100.
Did we see it? You wrote that 1100. You thought it was 700. You wrote.
I go.
I mean, they're bad. That'd be like giving like 10 runs a game. They give up 10 a game. 1,100.
A couple 20 spots.
They had given some 20, right? That's true.
Yeah, they had a couple bad ones.
Corey, nice win. We'll get you a bagel. Thanks for calling in.
Boy, we're
and
down
the road.
I think we're rebooting pretty quick.
You were 1,100?
1,050. Bad guess.
Is it a billion?
Is it a billion?
Is it a billion? Oh, we lost again.
You thought they gave up 700 more runs than the Rangers? 700 more runs?
A lot.
He was only off 400 some runs. Well, I wasn't that bad. I went 888. So
it's a lot. We lost. That's the bottom line. We're 0-2. God, we hung in there though.
You guys get the tiebreak. You got both your questions right. That's positive. 0-2 though.
Yep.
Too bad.
I am paying more attention to baseball. The Brewers are incredible. The Cubs are pretty good. The Cubs are 70-54.
Yes.
9 games back though.
Yeah, the
Cubs
Brewers
are all right.
Brewers have been on an absolute heater the last 2 months.
They're freaky. They're freaky.
Craziness.
I like to watch movies. What kind? What kind of movies?
Oh. You know, I like. Hold on. I got to get in character. You're getting Eddie
character.
Johnson.
You're getting character.
Oh, you know, I like scary movies. You know, kind of freaky things. He said it just like
just
that.
Like that. One of my favorite things.
Hour 3 is next, an early break in the ticket.
Yeah.